Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have the fourth Sunday of the Great Lent, and usually the celebration is of the Saint John, the Holy Father, the writer of the Ladder. The Ladder, of course, is a book that has 30 steps of how to climb up to it to go to the kingdom of heaven, my beloved. But today also is how they happen to be of the 40 martyrs. 40 martyrs, Sebastiski and Sebastian, and they have been tortured. They were soldiers, and they were, when they were found out that they were Christians, that they didn't hide it, and they were then tortured and beaten and put to jail, and all kinds of things were done to them. And finally, they decided to put them into the lake, and it was freezing time, and they expected that during the night the lake will be frozen, will be covered with ice. And then they were uncovered, they took the clothes off and put them into the water, and deep inside to be covered just about to their chest. And they made also a temptation for them. They made what they call a bath place, or a warm bath on the edge of the lake, so that they would see it, the fire there and the warmth. And they were standing there, and the ice started to formulate all around them. And one of them gave up and couldn't do it anymore, and he ran over, got out of the lake, and went and wanted to go to the warm up himself in that place of warmth. And as he approached, nearly just approached, then he died right there, probably from the shock, from the freezing to the heat immediately. And a soldier that watching the guard, watching them, he saw all of a sudden 40 crowns coming down, all with light. It was in the middle of the night, and coming from the sky to the saints, to go on their heads. And he had then believed, it was because he heard all kinds of miracles that were happening, and all that went through all kinds of tortures, and always kept the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he took off his clothes and said, "I am a Christian too. I believe in Christ." And he went right into the lake with the other 39 to still have 40 martyrs. And in the morning, when they were nearly frozen to death, they were ordered to have their heads chopped off. And the heads were chopped off, and then their bodies were burned, and the bones were left, and those bones were thrown into the river. But 40 days later, and they appeared to a bishop and says, "Go and get our bones out of the river and bury them properly." And he went, and he saw in the river, he saw the bones as little stars, all lit up. And I was able to pick up all the bones and bury it. And later on, many years passed, a queen had made a beautiful casket, like silver, and to put them in as relics. And my beloved, many miracles have been happening through these saints as you know, all the saints, God glorifies them and makes all kinds of miracles of healing and resurrection, the dead, and all kinds of things. Then, of course, we have to try to understand that we have to have faith in the Lord and Jesus Christ. And we heard in today's gospel, a second gospel, where a father comes over to the Lord crying because his son from youth on was possessed by the evil spirits, and the evil spirits was sometimes trying to get him to throw himself into a fire to commit suicide or be drowned. And the father asked the disciples to cast out the demons, and they couldn't do it. So the Lord asked them, well, if you have the faith, do you have the faith? And he says, yes, I believe, and help my unbelief. And he was crying because he loved his son so much. And the Lord said to the demons, of course, immediately ordered them to come out. But before that, the filthy scums, they have caused them to fall down on the floor, and out of his mouth was coming out this foam. And he was suffering. And the Lord, of course, ordered the demons immediately to get out, and they've gotten out. Then the disciples asked the Lord, why couldn't we cast them out? And the Lord says, well, because of a lack of faith, and mainly because this type is only being cast out by prayer and fasting. It's so important. And, of course, the Holy Fathers explained to us that the type, it is the spirit of pride that comes in, and it's very difficult to get rid of that pride. And when the spirit takes over us, and then we start to become angry at each other, and we start shouting and screaming and trying to hurt one another when they that pride takes over. And of course, St. John, the writer of the letter, is the first step is to conquer your own self or your will, not to have your will done, but looking for the Lord's will to be done, and to live according to the gospel, not according to your own wants. And of course, the steps are so beautiful, and it's in all the monasteries, they're reading the whole book throughout the Great Lent. And but I recommend, and the Holy Fathers also, of course, recommend that it would be not only for the monks and nuns, but also for every layperson should also read that book periodically to help them to conquer all those things that have to be conquered that are keeping us from getting closer, united to the Lord. You have to realize that prayer is of the utmost importance, but also the fasting, and the fasting should be done strict. And you have to realize again, fasting without as Metropolitan once said, fasting without the prayer is like a bird being with only one wing. She can't get off the floor. And so you have to have both. You have to have the fasting and the prayer. And the prayer without fasting, again, is not enough. We have to have fasting. My beloved, now we still have 3 weeks to go before the Passion Week and before we have the resurrection. Let's try to do as much as we can and intensify our prayers and intensify our fasting so that we'll be able to meet our Lord at the time when we go through, relive his suffering on the Passion Week, and that we will be able to co-suffer with the Lord and cry our hearts out. And then the time will come for the resurrection, where we will have the greatest joy of all, that the Lord has resurrected himself, is going to resurrect us. Well, many people today do not understand that Jesus Christ is actually our God and creator of the whole universe, of everything that you can see and everything that you cannot see. It's only the people that are fooled by the demons that are saying that, oh, he may be just a prophet, or he may be even a son of God, but not God, and so on. But he is God of love. God of love, and he is one of the Holy Trinity. And you know that when the apostles said, show us the Father, and he said to the apostles, how long have I been with you? Don't you know that the Father is in me and I'm in the Father? And you have to, and me have to believe it strongly, and we have to, then we'll realize that there is nothing that the Lord cannot accomplish, and they can do everything. But he does only that which will help us to grow and to become spiritually ripe to be able to go to the kingdom of heaven. May God bless you all, and know also that because of God's love, because God wants everybody to be saved and doesn't want everybody to come to the senses, and so does your guardian angel and my guardian angel and our saints, of course, the Mother of God, the Theotokos, and all of these saints, they all want our salvation because they have and they learn from our Lord Jesus Christ the love that he has. And they were giving their life for Christ and for us. And we have to remember that and never get despaired or feel bad that we have nobody that prays for us. You have to know that all the heavenly dwellers, they all pray for us because they have the Christ's love, and they want to see us in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. God bless you.